Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And now joining me in studio live, Jack Tatum. How are we doing, sir?
Hello, hello. I'm doing very well. Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on, sharing your music with us. We're going to do a little bit of a sneak peek into the new EP. It's not out till the 8th, but you've gave us a track to play. So we're going to get into Masquerade in just a few moments. But while we have you here, not only are we going to debut some new music, but you got a big show coming up on Friday, Songbirds, one of my favorite venues in town. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be over there on the 31st with Luke Simmons in the Love Struck as your backup band and the opener. And you guys are going to be doing some stuff. You got a whole bunch of new music to play. What should we expect? We're excited.
Man, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. It's, you know, it's not just a show. It's a whole experience we've got. And I feel really grateful to have met a whole team of creative people that are helping me out with this. So
sure.
Really excited. Yeah, the doors open up at 6 and the show at 7, and Luke's going to kick us off. We'll have merch and drinks and an after party. It's going to be a good old time.
Yeah, so if you're really cool. We have a link up on our website already at hits96.com, or of course you can go to Songbird's website and directly go there and buy the tickets. $12 in advance, $15 at the door starting on Friday. And yeah, it's going to be a great thing. We've had Luke on just a few months ago. We were talking before we jumped on the air here, and he says, when I do these collaborations, when I do these shows, you're right, it's not just a show. It's a little bit of a spectacle. I'm going to put a little more extra effort into it and make it something that people will remember when it comes
down
to it. For
sure. You know, it's one thing to just get up there and play a bunch of songs, but it's another to be intentional and create a whole experience, you know, a whole world around the music itself, which I think is a dying art right now.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. We had you on about a year ago. That's when you did the Proximity playlist with us, and you said you were working on new stuff, and that has been true. You have worked on a whole bunch of new stuff. In fact, you released an EP not too long ago, Dollar Signs and Fallen Stars.
Sure.
Did a music video for that. That's up now, streaming everywhere. And then now there's a follow-up EP coming up next week on the 4th. So what should we expect from these two projects? How have they been going? What's been the feedback?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. On my way here, I was thinking about the last time we met and just how how hungry I was and just how I had such a chip on my shoulder, which make no mistake is still there. But right now, and what I've been feeling for these past few months is just an overwhelming sense of gratitude for all the people I've met along the way. But for these for this next project, you know, it's more of a darker, sensual vibe. Dollar Signs and Fallen Stars is an ethereal kind of atmospheric vibe as well. But yeah, we're just going to keep cranking them out. Got to still have a lot more to show the world.
Sure,
I'm excited to do so.
Of course. So it's going to be kind of exciting now to kind of perform some of these songs, right? Have you done shows as of late, or is Songbirds kind of the first one in a while?
It's the first one this year.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going all out for this one.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of pent up energy that I'm excited to put out there through the stage.
And the venue too, like I said, it's one of my favorites in town, obviously right off of Main Street. And yeah, there's just a great sound in there. The vibe's awesome. I mean, you couldn't ask for more. And for two local guys to go in there and do your thing, it's going to be a great show.
Absolutely. It's I'm very much looking forward to it. I don't want to give too much away.
No, of course. I know.
But it's going to be one for the books. And I'm not just saying this, but the level of care we're taking for this, like, is not being done in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to showcasing not just my talents, but the whole team.
Yeah, the whole team for sure. Collaboration's huge. That's going to be this Friday, July 31st. You can get all the details again on our website, hits96.com. And now we have a track to play. It's Masquerade. This is going to be off of the new EP that's not out yet. So if people haven't heard this one, other than the little teaser clips maybe you've posted on socials.
Yes, sir.
But what should we know about this song? Well, first we can talk about the EP Insula, right? Insula, is that how we say it?
Yeah. Yes, Insula.
What should we know about this EP before it comes out, and then we'll play the song?
For sure. So the insula is the region of the brain that is most closely associated to bodily awareness and desire. So with this EP, it's very much tapping into that. Like these are nighttime songs. I won't lie to you.
All right.
They're dark and sensual and sexy. And so that's the energy I tapped in for this one.
That's the vibe. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that again, August 4th. If you follow Jack Tatum on social media, we'll link up again, hits96.com and on socials. You can follow Get On The Musical Journey, see what else is going on. I can only assume this is just the beginning here.
That's right.
Doing the one song, and then we're going to continue to go with all these projects.
Yes, sir.
Masquerade, what should we know about the song before we play it?
Yeah, so Masquerade is, so it's weekend inspired. It's very much playing into that dark and sensual, but also just my typical kind of swagger, you know, hip hop melodies on it. And yeah, I was very blessed to have a whole team around me to help create a whole video around it that really, really did it justice. So I'm excited to share.
Yeah, no, we're excited to hear it. It's again, Masquerade, Jack Tate. I'm going to play it right here. It's not out yet, so this is brand new. You're hearing it for the first time, and then you'll be able to get it on August 4th when Insula is released. This Friday, July 31st, one more recap. Make sure you get the Songbirds. You get to see this Luke Simmons in the Love Struck, followed by Jack Tatum. A great collaboration. It's happening, and tickets are still available, so make sure you go to hits96.com and Songbirds website to do it. You ready to play Masquerade, Jack?
I'm ready. One more thing. Yes. So the after party. We got an after party after the show.
Okay.
It's at Dallow's Vinyl Love. Marlo was kind enough to open up the doors for us, and we'll have more merch and drinks and discounted records.
Oh, cool.
I got some cakes and snacks. So, yeah.
All right. Lots of going on then.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah, I didn't know that. We love a Vinyl Love over there. We've been there a couple times.
They're great.
That's excellent. All right. Here it is. Jack Tatum, Masquerade. Jack, appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Hits 96. Here it is. Enjoy.